The Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honor many individuals and businesses among the region's government contractors. The awards are sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce and the Professional Services Council. Lisa Wolford is President and CEO of Constellation West and a finalist in this year's Executive of the Year Award in the $75 million or less in sales category. Lisa, congratulations on this terrific honor. It's a pleasure to talk to you this morning. Give me the thumbnail of what your company does for clients in the federal space. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you so much, Francis. It's a big honor to be here, and it's a big honor to be a finalist. And we've been in business for 18 years, and we provide information technology services across the federal sector, but we have some specialized areas of expertise. Cybersecurity is about 40% of the company, including doing continuous monitoring, cyber warfare at Cyber Command, and as well as policy and many other areas of cybersecurity across the federal space and both civilian DoD spaces. We're doing geospatial information systems, software engineering systems, systems engineering services as well across multiple agencies. And that includes emerging technology services like IPv6, network efficiency labs at the Marine Corps. So it's a wide scope of services, so architecture at the VA. So we have about 200 people, and we're in about 20 different states, and we carry every clearance feasible.
When you founded the company, you went initially into the commercial space and branched out several years later into the federal marketplace. What's your footprint look like as far as the split in business now? Is it about 50-50, or are you more heavily into the federal space than commercial, vice versa? Or how does that look, Lisa?
We're 100% federal today. We're about 40% DOD and about 60% civilian agency, although that goes up and down with wins and losses, you know. We're 100% federal today.
What's the difference in discussion that you've seen in continuous monitoring, continuous diagnostics and mitigation over the last several years as the administration has put more of an emphasis on that as a cybersecurity strategy? How have the questions that agencies have asked you maybe become different, or how has the general discussion between you and your federal customers changed?
I think there's been some more urgency tied to it for a number of different reasons. One is the increasing number of attacks, many of which we're not even hearing about in the public space, right? And that, of course, is creating more and more risk and issues for our federal customers. Second, there's the reduced budgets and the need to really use our money wisely. I'm saying that as a taxpayer, but as an agency, my customers need to use their resources wisely. And they've always needed to do that, but it's become more imperative just because of the reduced budgets and how that's causing them to focus. If you can automate things like continuous monitoring and the reporting required, you'll drive down the sheer number of bodies involved in the manual intervention, which initially will drive up costs because of licensing and software and configuration, et cetera. But in the long run, will drive down costs over the total lifespan, say, of a five-year contract. That allows a customer and agency to be able to rededicate those resources towards another initiative that they also have to address. You know, so many times our customers have new regulatory requirements or just new mission requirements that they have to address, but they don't have any more money. They might have less money to do that with.
And that's where I wanted to wrap up, is what have you seen as far as the agencies being able to get more away from a compliance environment and more to an actual solutions environment? I hear complaints about that still, even though we're moving in more of a CDM direction.
You know, I think that different customers are more, some customers are more sophisticated than other customers is the first thing I'd say to that. And you're right, compliance is just a first letter in the alphabet, so to speak, in this arena. And there's a lot more to be gained out of this. And helping our customers to understand that is critically important. It's really helpful if people like myself can get in front of the customer and tell them what we can do for them. We just won a contract at the USDA where we're going to go throughout the department and do some analysis for the future of CDM at the USDA. We're already doing that at the IRS, and Governance Risk and Compliance. Anytime you can do something like that and help educate a customer, it's not just, these agencies are so large, Francis, that it's not just one constituent. You know, with CDM, you're having to pull in, you're aggregating data across many different elements. So the routers, the switches, the penetration attempts, the you know, accesses and logins, and et cetera. There's multiple data pipes that, and those data pipes already exist in the organization, but they have to be mapped into the data aggregation tool.
Lisa, I appreciate you very much coming on today. We're out of time, but congratulations on this terrific award, and best of luck at the awards presentation. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Francis.